taking away their damn automatic ballot access and stop treating these two political parties like they are some birthright in the Constitution. Because they're not. And the sooner we stop just acting like, you know, we have five branches of government, the legislative, the executive, the judicial, the Democratic, and Republican, will be better.
Feel like everyone was working against you?
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
You know we've got your back. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Showers this morning, then cloudy in the afternoon with a chance of a stray shower or two. High temperatures will be in the mid-60s.
Travis, it's 57 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios this Tuesday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
One person was killed in a house fire on Morgantown Road in Ivy. Albemarle County firefighters responded to the scene Monday night and found flames coming from the roof when they arrived.
Much was made during the campaign for Charlottesville City Council about unity amongst the new incoming city councilors. That's gone away pretty quickly as the debate over what to do with the surplus $5.8 million came down to one particular funding stream. This is Lloyd Snook and Michael Payne.
I'm a little bit puzzled at the expression that we agreed at the meeting. I think that, I'll be frank to say that I thought, sort of looking around, that there were three heads that were nodding at the same time, but there was not particularly, in one respect, I don't remember there having been any formal expression of an agreement.
You know, my recollection of the meeting is we did have this discussion and you raised similar concerns, and we took a poll of 4-1 interest in making these changes.
A group of 7th graders from Buford Middle School took a tour of the UVA Medical Center and the UVA School of Nursing to learn how to find a pulse, take a patient's blood pressure, and perform an ultrasound.
The next DMV Connect will be at the center on Hillsdale Drive February 26th from 9:30 until 4 in the afternoon.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 57 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Virginia, welcome to More Than Enough Reason with GEICO. You're at an amusement park on the first hill of the biggest roller coaster in the state.
Oh boy.
Your fear of heights was more than enough reason to never get on in the first place.
Acrophobia, schmacrophobia, that's what I say.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to GEICO, because not only could GEICO save you hundreds, but they're also the largest insurer in the state. Now that's a track record you can trust.
Wow, I can see my house from here.
And since GEICO is available 24/7, it's no wonder customers have the faith to give them a 97% customer satisfaction rating, which is more faith than you have going into that second loop.
Eyes on the horizon! Eyes on the horizon!
So, Virginia, as you notice you've been tensing muscles you never knew you even had, you can at least relax knowing GEICO is always there for you online or over the phone. Now, if you could only get off this ride.
Okay, need a little help. Think I might have pulled something. Okay.
GEICO. More reasons than ever to switch today at geico.com.
The Bloomberg Business Minute is brought to you by Danzy Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Hopes that the U.S. economy can withstand the fallout from the coronavirus sent stocks to a modest advance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 100.